Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe Close, Practice Plan Area Sales Manager, and today's edition of Bodcast, we've got Sheila Scott with us. Hi, Sheila.
Hi there, Zoe.
All right, today I want you to talk to us about bad language.
Oh, I like talking about bad language. I've got really strong feelings about bad language in dentistry. And there's a few words I'd like to eradicate. In fact, I'd like to start an international campaign to eradicate words like checkup and scale and polish. Because I think they're very negative words in dentistry, and I think they take us back to a time when patients didn't really think about the value of their dental appointments. And I think that every time a team member uses the word checkup in a dental practice, it reminds patients, particularly patients who might be over 35, who can remember when checkups took 30 seconds. And it was all about fillings and holes and nothing much else. And I think it reminds them of that previous time in their life when the checkup didn't have much value as far as they were concerned. And of course, what we know now is that the dental health exam or the dental health check is a much bigger experience, and it's much broader, and it's much more depth, and it's much more valuable to the patient. And as you probably know, my favourite term for the regular dental examination is dental health check, but there's lots of other ones out there. I've had a couple of healthy mouth checks recently. But never checkup. Checkup is a short, quick, 30-second thing that patients used to get. So that's the first one. The second one I feel very strongly about is actually a little family of words that are used to describe what hygienists do. And that is when words like scale and polish, cleaning, scaling are used to describe what's contained in a hygiene appointment, which we know is a heap of rubbish. It's not what goes on in the really good hygiene visit these days. It's one terribly small part of what goes on. And even that terribly small part of what goes on, scale and polish doesn't really cover it. Because when you expand your language and you tell patients what's really going on, even if you're only talking about the removal of hard plaque or tartar, they've got more of a chance of understanding what's gone wrong to enable that activity, or not enable, but to mean that activity has to take place. So I think that we've got a duty in dental practice to help patients understand what's going on there. And instead of words like scale and polish and cleaning, I would like to hear words like prevention, plaque control, plaque removal, inflammation control, which was a description of hygiene visits that I have been talking to a couple of practices about lately. And it's quite interesting how much more interested patients are and how much more aware patients are about what the whole reason for the hygiene visit is when you give it a much more meaningful title. Does that make sense?
Definitely. I mean, I think it's this describing of it that sort of sometimes makes the difference, so people, you know, can understand the value of those appointments.
Well, it's actually what we need is a whole paragraph of descriptions, you know, a whole 10 seconds to explain what's going on in the hygiene visit, but I think that's for another podcast. I just want to stop the bad language in this one, if that's okay.
Thanks, Sheila.
Two more bits of bad language. Quite a few of the listeners will know that I've got a problem with the word soft tissues.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into detail about what most patients think it means, but all I'm going to say to all your listeners is those of your listeners who are young enough should go home and ask their mum if their dentist checks their mum's soft tissues. And after they've had a slap, they'll understand what I'm talking about. Even when you say to patients, do you know what the soft tissues are? They don't know. So it doesn't do any good for the patients to understand what's going on. Will you please be accurate and descriptive about what you're checking when you're in your patient's mouth? What you're checking is the tongue, the lips, cheeks and the skin, which happens to spell out TLCs if you take it mnemonically. You can call it the inside of the mouth, you can call it any other description you can find that is meaningful to the patients, but please don't call it soft tissues. It doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't help to get the patient's understanding what it is that you're doing. And whilst you're in there checking the tongue, the lips, the cheeks and the skin, what I'd like you to do after you've done that check is to use the C word. Not that one. I'd like you to actually say to patients that the tongue, lips, cheeks and skin were healthy. By the way, that was your oral cancer check or your mouth cancer check. And you'll see the patient's shoulders dropping in relief and yeah. they will understand that that's an integral part of mm-hmm. the regular dental health check,
mm-hmm.
and they will be grateful, and they will understand why they are paying what they're paying to come in for that experience. There was one more, the fourth one. I suppose the fourth one is a general thing, and it's that I'd like practices to be talking more generally about chasing health in the patient's mouths, or chasing health for the patients, rather than chasing treatment. And I know that all dentists were taught to find problems in the mouth and solve them, and all dentists, most dentists, love finding problems and fixing them. They get a chance to do their best work. And for a lot of practices, it seems to be that finding that treatment need and doing the treatment is a be-all end all of dentistry. Well, actually, it's not. Anytime a patient needs treatment, it's a failure on their part, and actually probably a failure on your part too, that you've allowed that to happen. So we need to stop celebrating treatment in practices, and what we need to do instead is to celebrate the achievement of health. So instead of examining or telling patients that you're examining the teeth for caries and cracks and all the other bad things that go on in teeth, can you please tell your patients you're looking at the teeth to see if they're fit and healthy? Instead of looking for gum disease, can you please tell the patients that you're checking the gums to see if the gums are healthy? And instead of looking at the x-rays for hidden problems, can you tell them you're checking the x-rays to see that the bone is healthy, to check that the area between and inside the teeth are healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And just by changing the language to health, you end up with a much more positive experience for the patient. And if it's a positive experience for the patient understands why they need to keep coming back to check and chase health.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your patients coming back more regularly to practice, much more loyal patients.
Well, that definitely makes sense to me, and I think that it's good for patients to actually, you know, benefit from that real clear description of what's actually being, you know, offered to them.
I think it's a turnaround
yeah.
from a treatment-based philosophy to a health-based mm. philosophy, and that's what
definitely.
I'm looking for from my practices.
It's really interesting, Sheila. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You.